It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you on a Wednesday. You guys can always interact with us, 913-586-7965. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes or so. We'll also update you on when maybe you could actually start betting in the state of Missouri. The news last night that sports betting has been legalized by a very narrow margin in the state of Missouri, and maybe the impact it has for the Royals and Chiefs. So we'll get to that in a second. But it was also college football playoff ranking show. I did not watch the show. There's never any reason to watch it. You can just check
on
out
any
the
day. I'm not going to watch it.
You can just check out. Yeah.
2 hours. My God, what kind of degenerate.
You can just check out the, you know, graphics that are sent out on social or check the rankings on ESPN or whatever. But anyway, the reason why this one got more noise is because it was the first one with the expanded field, right? 12 teams. K-State, for the record, 19th on this. And we've all acknowledged, like, the ranking part doesn't matter because they have to win out. They have to win out, get to that Big 12 title game. They need help for that to happen too, and win against BYU or whoever it's going to be in the Big 12 title game for them to get in. But 19th, is still where they're situated. Missouri's still even in the top 25 somehow.
Yeah. Gary Pinkel's on the board.
That's Gary why. Pinkel is on the board. Will Shields is on the board.
Why, actually.
12-person.
Pinkel really talked to everyone in Missouri. Hey, man, the guys, they didn't have Brady Cook for that game. Just hear me out.
South Carolina just beat by double digits the team that housed Missouri 41-10. But sure.
What I was most curious about with the rankings, or I will just be when we find out, is like with the field of 12, we're going to get some matchups we just never maybe would see in college football. That's what's exciting for me. I don't know if they're going to all be close games or there won't be blowouts. I mean, that can happen. And maybe that's the argument for some that were anti-expanding the college football playoff. They're like, well, these are going to be blowouts. But I did like being able to kind of keep an eye on what those potential matchups could be. So Oregon, for example, was number one. No surprise. They open as number one as Ohio State, then Georgia, Miami, Texas is the top four or top five. Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, Boise State. Those were the top 12. So for right now, you would have, for example, projected one seed. Oregon would go up against projected five seed Ohio State. And you're like, what's going on there? Well, right now, Oregon's in line to win the Big Ten. So that's what's unique about this circumstance. Is Ohio State would actually be the five seed. Yep. Georgia would be the two. Miami would be the three. And then Texas, just in the same scenario, like with Georgia, Texas would be the sixth seed.
It's more like how we do playoffs other American sport, truthfully.
We get some cool matchups out of this. Like, I don't know about you. Like, I would be more intrigued than seeing Georgia and Alabama again in the opening or second round. If you told me all of a sudden I get Texas as the sixth against three seed Miami or something like that, that's way more intriguing to me.
Far more. The only thing I want to avoid is, like, the small schools playing each other. Right. I don't want Indiana BYU. I don't want Indiana Boise State. I want those teams to actually face each other. But yeah, at least it gives some intrigue. Like, the whole thing about college football, and the reason why I love the playoff, even though it's the exact same teams. Listen to the teams you just named. Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama.
But that'd be it right there. That would be it normally.
Yeah. Notre Dame. It's all the same stupid schools, Texas, that it always is. But at least they'll feel like they had to earn it. The old system stunk because it was just four teams and it was subjective. And last year, the subjectiveness was screwy. It left out a team that was undefeated who had accomplished something just because there was an injury to their quarterback, which I think is stupid. Now, I think they set a precedent that, like, in Missouri's case, hey, you told us last year if the starting quarterback's not there, rules are different. So
Missouri had to keep winning,
those games don't count against us now.
To Drew's That's the only thing that is, I get what you're, the only difference, we talked about this a week or so ago, the only difference would be Florida State at that time was undefeated. The season was basically over. They already had their resume. The argument was like,
but Missouri wins the rest of their games. Why shouldn't they be in? We didn't have our quarterback.
Because they lost two games and Florida State didn't lose two games.
Florida State didn't have Jordan Travis and still won. That if Missouri would have won with Drew Pine against Alabama,
it's the losses still.
100%.
It's still the two losses that they had.
But they're saying, win-loss doesn't matter, I guess is what I'm telling you. They're saying that was a non-factor in their decision-making because they still chose the team who did not have the loss.
Their starting quarterback would not have been available for the college football playoff.
For Jordan Travis, yes. I think for Florida State, you're right, Cody, and the fact that Florida State still won the games.
And yeah, but what I'm saying is
but Missouri, I don't know how it's the same thing for Missouri right now.
If Missouri would have
been. Okay, so they had Jordan Travis the entire season. They won all their games with Jordan Travis.
Except for the last two.
And they're saying, yeah.
Backup came in the last two.
But they're saying I understand they won those games, but like they weren't going
to,
I understand.
Missouri
they
has
weren't
to still win, though. Like,
win the rest of their games? Yes.
But like Missouri has two losses is the problem. I mean, if Missouri was sitting here undefeated and they lost one of them, then I think there's an argument. Like if Missouri was undefeated and now Brady Cook was out for the year and then Missouri lost a game and that was their lone loss or, you know.
Ideally, this protects them either way.
Yeah, sure.
One of the biggest local takeaways, by the way, by far was Kansas State's still in it. Like, they're telling you they're still in it. Now, look, they have how many teams they need to lose in front of them? Boise State, SMU, A&M,
LSU, I don't think
Ole
it's happening.
Miss,
they don't have
Iowa
to worry
State.
About that. That's not their prop. That's irrelevant, though, man.
Like, they got to win the Big 12.
They have to. So, yes, you're right. Like, all those teams are. Honestly, their ranking is irrelevant. They could have been 15th. They could have been 25th. The same thing applies. They have to win the conference to get in. There's no other
Colorado
path, in my opinion.
Or...
Yeah, Colorado's similar, and Colorado's 20. Like, I think we know the path for Kansas State.
I do wonder, though, in terms of watching the games, how much did they pay attention to actually how the season is going, or is this just the copy and paste?
Oh, they just guessed. That's the AP Top 25 poll, dude.
This was a baseline. They just went. They wanted a baseline, and for the baseline, that's what they did.
Yeah. Don't waste your time. Like, just don't even put it out. Wait until next week.
Because it's about, here we are talking about it.
It doesn't matter.
Their TV show.
Even though it
was built for TV, this ranking show.
Put a little effort into it.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Later on in the season, the rankings, you can lean into a little bit more. But, yeah, that's all this is.
Hey, one question I do have about Boise State, who is currently projected to be in the college football playoff poll, and I know you support them because you lived in Boise.
Well, I didn't go to Boise. I covered them. I didn't.
You lived.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said I went to Boise State.
I said you lived in. Gotcha. You lived in Boise. Do they have a single good win? The hell are they this high for? Who are
UNLV?
They
UNLV would be
it
the
is
one.
The biggest.
They play
win
in the Mountain West. They lost
to
Oregon.
That's their best win. UNLV.
Well, that's their conference. That goes back to the group of five.
I think
that's the group of five issue, right? And why people have left out the group of five in the past.
Well, I think, and
they're
now
they're guaranteed a spot,
and
though.
And now you're looking, though, at what Boise State is doing is what Tulane has been doing the last couple of seasons. Now they lost a couple of games, hasn't panned out for them, but Tulane's played Oklahoma and Ole Miss and K-State in the last two seasons. So their group of five, in order to try to make your resume better, if you Boise State might lose to Oregon, but they lost by 3 points to Oregon. And if Oregon go undefeated and they're I think at that point, Boise State has the best argument where, even though all of our wins are easier looking compared to other group of five teams or the same as group of five teams, we played Oregon. They didn't play anybody like Oregon, so we should get in.
What you just said, I figured I connected a dot on this show. It's very important. Your frustration with Drew yesterday on they almost beat them, it always applies in college football. That's it. That's why he thinks the almost wins are more valuable. In college football,
for a resume argument.
In college football, they always argue, but we played Oregon close. Yeah, you lost, but it was close with Oregon every time. And in college football, they actually weigh it that way.
Mm-hmm.
College football ranking people actually care about it was close. I can't believe it took me this long to figure it out.
NFL rankings
but I just want to, I'm just going to tell you, separate college football from the NFL, they're not the same.
I think
wins or losses matter more in one. People will give Boise State the edge because they played close with Oregon.
If you're judging a team, I think that that's fair, because if the NFL were to put out power rankings, I think the Bengals would be higher up on people's lists.
Than where they rank in the playoff?
Because they play people close, obviously, where the results matter a lot more in the NFL than they do in college football. Where if you're special, for the group of five teams, too, because Boise State, they're not competing against anybody else but themselves, and for now, because they're in control.
They just got to win out. They got to win out.
But if to me, if they went out and Army beats Notre Dame, I think Army, who would finish undefeated, is in, and Boise State is out. Because it comes down to the highest-ranked conference champ out of all the group of five schools. So you're just competing against the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I don't think Army's going to beat Notre Dame, but yes, so either, if that happened, yes, then that is probably true. Otherwise, Boise State's schedule sets up nicely for what they have.
Put a Service Academy in there.
San Jose, Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming.
For the first year of it, that'd be incredible.
That'd be wild.
It would be pretty neat.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Makes Army-Navy game coming up later this month fun, too.
I do like the aspect of campus games.
The hell out of Notre Dame, be the hell out of Navy.
I think your point of campus games is interesting that you made earlier in the show. Is I hadn't thought about this. Is break it aligns?
Yeah, students, like, aren't going
to
be there
2 days after break starts. Do students stick around for an extra few days?
Some will,
just to go to a college football playoff game, or do they end up just going home? Or how much does it matter on campus?
We don't know how these campus site games are going to work for the opening rounds. But yeah, it's if it's December 15th, if it's December 15th. You know, if it's December 15th, if you live nearby, like let's just for the sake of distance. Okay, I was just saying, just
for this, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I was just going to do for the sake of distance. Obviously, KU's not in the mix, but like if you lived in Kansas City and went to KU, well, you would still go back. It's a 30 minute drive, right? Yeah. Or if you lived in Chicago, you're going back for the home for the holidays, probably.
But it's 2 hours if you go to Columbia and you live in Kansas City.
Yeah. So I think there'll be some people that'll stay, but it'll obviously be sold out for these games. But we don't know exactly.
Might be more of a corporate crowd, but that's how big championship game goes. Everybody knows what these tickets cost, right? You start talking about on-site college football games in major arenas. Those seats are going to be hundreds and hundreds, thousands of dollars. The everyman won't be in those seats. They never are.
Definitely could be the case. We'll get to the random question in just a couple of minutes, but we know yesterday as well, sports betting was on the ballot. Sports betting passed by a very, very, very narrow margin in the state of Missouri.
Now you almost can't go anywhere without wagering in this area.
Yeah, in terms of bordering. So basically what happened, it was like less than 7,500 votes. It passed. Right. Late into the early morning hours, I guess you could say. And this morning, all the precincts were reporting. There's a chance there's a recall just because of how close it actually was. But it ends up passing. The way this will work, if assuming everything is certified, then basically early 2025 is the earliest that this could be up and running with your apps. You'll have the normal players, like your FanDuels, DraftKings, BetMGMs, but you could also have a bunch of new apps that we haven't had on the Kansas side just because of the way that the bill is written. And now you go to Kauffman, go to Arrowhead. By next season, you could be actually making some wagers there. I'll talk more about the specifics of like the nitty gritty stuff during the betting show tonight. That betting show from 6 to 7 here on 96.5 The Fan. But I know you're excited because you come to work during the week on a Friday. You make your bets before you go home because you're not living in Kansas.
It's a lot of the small stuff, right? It's like the Chiefs were plus money on a Sunday or on Monday night, and you're like, I mean. That's like betting Kansas when they're an underdog. Oh, Kansas plus 100 in the second half. Like, okay. And they're at Allen Fieldhouse. Yeah, I guess I'll just go ahead and throw some money on that. Right at some point. A lot of it is just like, what? I mean, why would you send the dollars out of your state? If pretty much every, all but Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa,
yeah, 7 of the 8 bordering
Illinois,
states.
Every single state that touched your area, and people left. I mean, Speck said his wife was happier than he was
Sunday
about
mornings,
this passing
man.
Last night because now he doesn't have to go spend 40 minutes round trip to get himself to Kansas on a Sunday morning. He can just kick it with his family at his house and then put his bets in.
Yeah, how you and I have always talked about this is more like, hey, just it's more about giving people an opportunity. If they want to bet, let them bet. It's never been for me about like arguing that like, oh my gosh, it's all about the money that's going to blank or whatever. And obviously there was controversy on, and that's why it was such a close vote about where the money would go. It's more about like, hey, if someone wants to make a bet, they should have the ability to go make a bet. And I'm glad that Missourians are going to have that opportunity, assuming everything gets certified, which I assume it will, for that to happen. And it'll be interesting to see just what it means for the Chiefs and Royal Stadium wise. I don't think it's a shift that guarantees for sure they don't leave or would have left if it didn't pass or whatever.
But at least now
but
it's equal.
It helps. Like it definitely helps the Chiefs and Royals and for the state of Missouri to have that legalized. They have an opportunity to have their own license or skin kind of through an app if they wanted to. They could partner up under this bill, bring in some more revenue.
I guarantee you they will.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the same reason people want a Chiefs debit card.
Yep.
Right? You know how many people choose their bank just based on the idea that they can have a debit card with the Kansas City Chiefs logo on it? More than you think.
For sure.
And so, yeah, given the opportunity, they will choose to use that app or given an opportunity to do that. I just view it as like equal playing field. You and I neither thought the little money that they were setting aside in Kansas on the sports wagering side was enough to like recruit a team for real. It was just putting some money aside to like prove that you're serious. But at least now Missouri isn't also behind Kansas.
39th state. That. 39th state
That's
to pass.
A lot of states.
Yeah, I mean, since 2018, it's become a state issue and no longer a federal thing. It's still actually banned on a federal level or whatever, I believe, but I think that's right. It's still it's a state issue now.
Is it like marijuana?
I said that as a state issue, but I don't know if it's actually banned at the federal level or not. But either way, it's up to the states to obviously pass it. And Missouri did last night, earlier this morning.
Now I can go buy edibles. Place a bet.
Well, that was Kling's idea. Our good friend Josh Klinger had the cannabats. He had basically
do that anymore on the state line.
Yeah, yeah. But the thought at one point was you would have betting on one side and the other. But
you'll just turn into the Mad Dog Russo.
But in a way, you said you can't have cannabis. You basically, you know, you don't have to, but you could still, if for some reason you didn't want
you
to go
put it
to
next door.
Yeah, you could actually just have it next door to each other.
The problem is like,
just drive an extra
block. I'll just do two different. I don't need them under one roof.
Yeah, anymore. Someone brings up a good side story. You know, we haven't had to worry about the NFL issues of betting in the
because
the NFL
Chiefs and Royals. Yeah.
You can bet, you just can't bet in the team facility. Like you could bet on a baseball game.
That would be a problem for the Chiefs
because
and
it
Royals,
wasn't legal at the team facility. Now that next year could be something to watch.
Hopefully earliest timeline, by the way, is the beginning of next year, essentially.
Yep, that's what I've talked to some people on that. Early 2025, it has to be up and running by December in the language, by December of next year. Not this year, next year, December. Safe bet is football season, but sounds like March Madness might be in play. Depends on how some of the bureaucracy works.
A lot of red tape in this world, You got to kind of battle through those things. But no, I think overall, I'm not surprised. It's been a long road, man.
Yeah. It's been a long. Kansas legalized it a couple years ago, but it's been a
2 years.
It's been a long road for this thing to pass. I'm happy that obviously that happened. All right, Drew, let's get to the random question.
Random question
for you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over in the text line 913-586-7965. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Subscribe to the stream at TheFan965. Like I said, you can always get like a live reaction of this. Yesterday was when you and Drew were talking about close wins, which I've now decided is related to college football.
I think that's what happened. Yep.
But at the Fan 965, you want to interact with us there, we are always there. The question I have for you today is related to compliments. You know, never hurts to pay someone a nice compliment. I was thinking about this the other day because like somebody paid a nice compliment to my child. I thought, well, that's a nice thing. What is the nicest thing you think anyone has ever said about you? The question I have today. 913-586-7965. I know some people, I'll give you mine. I know some people are going to answer like, oh, you're a great dad. Or, you know, like they'll give the standard answer. And if for some reason you don't have an answer to this, maybe use this as motivation to say something nice about someone. The single nicest thing anyone has ever said about me is when Jeff Goldblum, yes, that Jeff Goldblum, looked at me once and he did this with his hand up and down, you know, like pointing at what I was wearing. He said, I like your vibe. And then he left.
Nice.
The single nicest thing anyone's ever said to me because of the person, the way he said it, and the energy he gave. And he said, he's like, I like your vibe. Thanks, Jeff Goldblum. One of the nicest things ever said.
So it wasn't the compliment. Like it's because it came from him. So it's not really not the compliment. It's because it came
also,
from him.
Jeff Goldblum's got a great vibe. So him telling you, I like your vibe, is an even stronger compliment.
So I think
if you said, I like your vibe, not as strong.
What I'm that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So that's my point. It's not the compliment. It's just who he could accomplish you about anything. You would have taken it higher praise because
maybe
it's Jeff
versus the time Justin Timberlake told me I looked terrible.
I honestly don't. I mean, just
the first one just immediately said, I smell good or have a great smile. Those are the ones they like immediately.
Yeah. Obviously we've all been complimented before. There's not like one that like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like, there's not one that's like the most amazing compliment ever. People
no one ever said anything nice to you about your radio stuff. And you're like, you know, that was a really nice
thing. I got complimented last
said.
Night for my coverage on the sports betting stuff, but like, that's not a, I don't like that. That's not one of
that's absolutely a compliment.
Yeah. But like, that's
but
not,
it's not, he says it doesn't rank any different.
It's not one
than
that really,
any other standard compliment.
It doesn't resonate with you a certain way, I guess.
You know,
excellent.
From the 816, an LA producer told me I have raw natural acting chops. That's a high compliment.
There you go.
That is.
Like, do you get told that on the set of your Hallmark movie?
Not on the set. We'll have to see how the performance goes. Hallmark movie coming out at the end of the month, you know? Christmas movie, Christmas Chief Story, whatever.
From the 314, I was once told by an older lady I could just come back home with her. High compliment.
Oh, okay.
How much older, though? Like, we're talking like 70s, 80s? Are we talking like 50s, 60s? What do you mean by way older than you?
Also, the whole sexual compliment thing, not bringing that up on the show, but also like that thing, we've all been there before. Like, don't feel as special as you should.
Honest,
we've all been in that moment before, right? Like,
if it's in the moment, you can
that's
only
what I'm
take
saying.
It
that's
so
my
far.
Point, Cody. That's
I think
my point.
After the fact, if maybe you dated someone and then 5 years later, they're like,
yes,
you were great at different.
Yes,
holds a different value.
But also, like, 10 minutes after the act, if you're getting complimented or during, you can't. You know, good in the moment, right? Like,
makes you feel good.
Definitely
in the
is a nice confidence boost in the moment.
But
you're not, let's be real.
Inside of 30 minutes of what took place there, that compliment is.
I'm with you.
Somebody said, I'm with you.
It's lessened by its normal standards.
For sure.
From the 816, someone said that I look like an actor. Or when I was a bartender, someone said I look like an actor that plays Thor. This absolutely is not true, but it made me feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. See, someone's talking about the Vegas thing. Exactly. But that was my point. That doesn't count. It does not count.
That's a compliments. Chris Hemsworth, right? Who does Thor?
Because
his brother's Liam. Yes. Yeah. It's Chris.
Just one of the one of the Hemsworths.
Mine was, you have a great voice. Someone said from that's a compliment that stood out for them.
I've never been told that.
Sometimes I get told the opposite. You have a face for radio. I bet you're great at radio.
People think they're just funny with that one. Like,
that one's
just like
that was the old joke.
Yeah.
It's the same as like I don't care if you want to make a joke about me being ugly, but you got to come up with a new line.
Then just that.
The same
something
as,
else, please.
You're going to need to dig deeper in your bag if you're going to like make a reference to my last name. Tap water, tap dance. You got to dig deeper. Dig deeper. I've heard those. We've already been there. You got to get a little bit further down the road on the things that make sense with tap. There's a million choices.
This is a unique one from the 816. In the Marines, someone says, in the Marines, their gunny's wife hit on them, commenting she liked the way I ate my fish at Long John Silver.
Honest to God, this is the exact kind of answer I wanted, because listen to how weirdly specific that one is.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if somebody had said that fish to you, that compliment would stick.
Yeah, you know, that's really impressive how you eat that chicken plank.
Just real follow-up
question. Fish over at Long John.
How were you eating it? Like, just a knife and
how
fork?
How did you eat the salmon that way?
Just biting it. I mean,
did you lick your lips before?
I mean, if it's Long John Silver's, that's usually just like a fried piece of fish. It's a big plank, you know, and you're just biting into it. I haven't been to Long John Silver's in a long time. Are those still around? Anyway, in the area?
I think so. Yeah, there's one up north.
Long John Silver.
Someone from the 816, Kevin Pollak, who is a notable actor who plays poker, said, you're the best poker player at this table.
But again, it's the person, not the con.
The person and the con.
I mean, it's the same thing. If you're a high school football player and Patrick Mahomes tells you,
nice
man, you got a hell of an arm, man, that's way nicest better than Cody ever. Or I go, nice arm, man. It's not the same thing. It's just not. Yeah, it matters who's giving you the compliment sometimes.
Someone from the 816 with the ultimate compliment for Cody. I'll sing with Cody only.
There you go.
Wow,
there you go.
Now people are trying out different ways to make my name. I've already heard that one. Tap that ass, too late. I tap that, too late. I already heard that. Tap the keg. It doesn't. Those are accounted for. I said dig deep. If you're going to do this with my last name, you got to dig deeper than that. Same as yours, I'm sure. There's
Gold.
Like, yeah. And then I'm sure like the Austin Powers ruined a weekend for you for a few minutes. Right?
Yes.
Gold, I'm sure, ruined your day for a couple of weeks.
That happened for a little while.
Cody, do you think Chris Jones would be happy with your compliment?
Chris Jones goes to his kneecap.
I mean, how much
he doesn't need a compliment.
We were talking about, there's a Fox TV special, and it's for a great cause to raise money for cancer research. We'll get back to it, and Chris Jones is part of the real-life Full Monty. Yeah, if you've seen 1997 movie. He does that. There's pictures out on our out on my social media account from the promo for that. And Chris Jones, I don't think had to be convinced to do that. You know,
he said he enjoyed doing it. 40 yard dash.
Everybody already knows.
Are aware.
Cody had to make sure we all knew again by saying that in case we forgot.
In case, it's been a number of years. It's been a legal long time.
Mm-hmm. Up next, at some point we will get into what Chris Jones is doing on December 9th, I think it is. But let's talk more about the trade deadline that wrapped up in the NFL and what one of the contenders did that made a lot of sense and one that didn't make much sense when it comes to moving the needle in the AFC playoff picture. We'll get to that next on Coach. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gold.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.